The sage thus regretted the sin committed by his own son. He did not take the insult paid by the king very seriously. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The whole incident is now cleared up. Maharaj Pariksit's garlanding the sage with a dead snake was not at all a very serious offense. But Sringi's cursing the king was a serious offense. The serious offense was committed by a foolish child only. Therefore, he deserved to be pardoned by the Supreme Lord, although it was not possible to get free from the sinful reaction. Maharaj Pariksit also did not mind the curse offered to him by a foolish Brahmin. On the contrary, he took full advantage of the awkward situation, and by the great will of the Lord, Maharaj Pariksit achieved the highest perfection of life through the grace of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Actually, it was the desire of the Lord, and Maharaj Pariksit, Rishi Samika, and his son Sringi were all instrumental in fulfilling the desire of the Lord. So none of them were put into difficulty, because everything was done in relation with the Supreme Person.